Anyway, I thought we'd talk about some dinim about Shabbat Chazon. So the Rama brings down a din that on Shabbos Chazon, we Ashkenazim, or many Ashkenazim, don't wear the big day Shabbos. They wear their big day chol. The Rama brings down such a halacha. So it's interesting that I want to be for everybody. So the Kaf HaChayim, for our Sephardic friends, the Kaf HaChayim says that in the Sephardic communities, the minhag is universally to wear big day Shabbos, like to wear the regular Shabbos garments, and not to change even one baged. But still, there are some places that the minhag is not to wear white clothes on Shabbos. In other words, normally they wear white clothes. They don't wear white clothes this Shabbos, but in all the places they don't wear the most chashav begadim, but basically regular Shabbos clothes for the Sephardim. Now the Emes says that there are a lot of poskim who disagree with this din of the Rama, and the Gra says a person should wear a big day Shabbos, but since the Rama brings it down, we should try to analyze it. The big question is, how can we justify this minag to wear a big day chol, to wear the regular weekday garments on Shabbos? Isn't this avelus b'far hesya? Isn't this like a public avelus, right? Like, even like a garden variety avel, he doesn't wear like his regular garments to shul on Shabbos, right? So what's the answer to this? So we have a couple of different approaches. So one approach is that which the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says that he says it's three or four generations we don't follow this minhag on Shabbos Chazon. In other words, he's writing around 1900. So he says, we don't already do this for like three or four generations, so it must be like at least 80 years since we've done this. So he says, we were a regular big day Shabbos. And then he says, how is it that they did this? Don't they know Avelus for Hesyas Asur and Shabbos? So he says, he thinks it's Talui in Ofan HaHalbasha. He says, by the Kadmonim, their halbasha shochol were shavim b'dmutam u'tzmunatam. He says that the earlier generations, the way they dressed on Shabbos and the way they dressed during the week were almost indistinguishable. So the clothes looked almost identical. Ela shehefreshia bein skor yikara bein skor pshuta. The difference was, it'd be, let's say they're wearing, like, not wearing the blue black suit, but assuming it would be a black suit, so they wear a weekday black suit would be like, but a plain material, a less expensive material, and Shabbos would wear a black suit of more expensive material. Like, that's the way it was going. So it wasn't so nikar, and he says, so therefore, the custom was to wear the big day chol. So I'll wear the big day chol, it won't be so nikar, it's big day chol, but I'll know I'm wearing big day chol. So that's the way it was going. He says, and then he says, the heel of the Ruch HaShulchan says, Mashen Kinsa Kamadorod, Mikodim Shabbat Tatmunan Acher Lagamri. He says, Labagadim. So he says, now things are a little bit different. We wear a little different clothes on Shabbos. And he says, like on Shabbos, we wear a strimal. So I assume that even non Hasidim maybe we're wearing like a strimal on Shabbos, but the clothes are very different. So then the Mela, we can't wear our Bidei Chol on Shabbos, because then that's Nikar, that it's available for Hesya. And then he says, like, apparently, he says that, I don't know where his, wherever, in other words, with the place where he was living, he said, based on the Pudat HaMalchut, he says, we've gone back to wearing the regular this type of clothes, our Shabbos clothes are now substantially similar to the ones we wear during the week. So he says we should go back to the original minhag. That's the Aruch HaShulchan says. Okay, that's one approach. Okay, another approach, and again, Rav Konigsberg brings this down in his Sefer Shirei Arav. Another approach, this approach I like much better, and this I heard Rav Braunspiel, he actually came here to Great Neck once and he repeated this over. He quotes from the Sefer Orchot Chaim, which I had mentioned just the other day. That's from Rav Kahana. He wrote it in 1898. Remember, he wrote it, and then he had the Hagos from the Marashama on it. So he says that when we talk about Avelus for Hesya, it means if an Avil comes in, we're not Avelim. He's dressing like an Avil. That's Avelus for Hesya. But if we're all Avelim, in other words, if we're all doing Avelus, so that's not Avelus for Hesya, because we're all in the same boat, so to speak. So he says there's no din of Avelus for Hesya. And he brings a raya from a halacha in Yoredeya. So the Mechaber brings down, there's a special benching that a person, an Avel, is supposed to do. Now, Lamaisa, like, Avelim really don't do it. It's in the Arshul Siddur, if you want to look at it, but Lamaisa, Avelim don't do this special, but the benching has different additions when you're an Avel. So So the Be'er HaGola says we don't do it today. He says that there's one opinion that you only do it when you'd have 10 Avelim together, then you'd have a minion to do it. So Lamaisa, people don't have it like that. But he says if three Avelim eat together by themselves, they're allowed to do this benching even on Shabbos. In other words, if we're three Avelim and we're eating together, we have Mezumin on Shabbos, so we could do that special Avelis benching on Shabbos. So isn't that Avelis for Hesia? In other words, three people, it's like public. That's the way it's going. So isn't that Avelis for Hesia? So the answer is that it's not called Avelis for Hesia since everybody's on the same page, so it's not Avelis for Hesia. So that's the way that's going. All right, anyway, now, having said all that, he brings down that the Gra in Vilna, they're knowing like the Gra to wear the big day Shabbos. He says Yesh Meshanim Beged Achat. He says, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden also says the name of his father, the Chacham Tzvi, that you have to wear the big day Shabbos, even on the Shabbos Shechavo Tishbav. So I think today it's much more, you know, people generally do change into Shabbos clothes now. He mentions, though, like there's a little bit of this minhag left. He quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky. He says that the stipler. He says that he wouldn't change his talis cotton. In other words, like ideally speaking, how the white people should be this way: that you should have separate clothes for Shabbos and during the week. So I have my clothes that I wear for Shabbos. So I don't wear the same talis cotton on Shabbos. I don't wear the same clothes, ideally speaking, that I would wear during the week. I wear on Shabbos. So he says that the stipler would not change his talis katan. In other words, he would leave the same weekday talis katan he would wear. And then he quotes, one second, so that's basically the way it's going. He says that, he quotes from the Chazon Ish, he would change all of his garments except for the Puzma Ka'o, it sounded like the socks. In other words, like he would do everything but one garment. That's the way we go. But the Maisa, we really do wear our Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. But it's just a ha'ara, you know, about the significance of the Shabbos. Okay, questions, comments, thoughts. What do you got?
What's the preparation for Shabbat, like washing and things like that?
What, right? So you're not allowed to, we did this already, you're not allowed to launder clothes during the 9 days. That's
laundering.
You can't do laundering for
I'm
now.
I'm talking about laundering, I'm talking about washing the body.
For washing, yeah. So, I mean, this is a different topic altogether, but there are, in halakha, there's an idea that a person shouldn't engage in bathing. So today, I mean, in Bekitzer Nimrats, so the poskim say that today we're more like istanism, like we're so, in other words, like our lifestyle is not the way they had it with Zman Chazal. So, like some of us, like we shower every day. So it's like, so if we don't get showered, it's like we're an istanis, so we can't have it. So you have a heter, but they say if you do take a shower, you should try to do it like with cold water or colder than you normally would do, and don't stay in there longer than you need to. In other words, actually there was an article in the Jewish press this past Friday by Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, who I know, and he wrote about, you know, bathing during the 9 days. So on Erev Shabbos Chazon, I think there's a kula to bathe in hot water for Shabbos Chazon, in terms of that. But that's a different topic altogether. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts?